Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Jordan and Jake.
I feel good. I'm excited, ready to go.
The home stops. He throws it across field. Guess who? Jordan Groves.
Here are your Panther Hall of Honor members, Jordan Groves and Jake DeLome.
I'm Jordan Groves, and my partner Jake DeLome is on the other end, and this is the Jordan Jake podcast. And Jake, we're on to the new football season, buddy. I haven't talked to you in quite some time. We've been on our break. We're into spring. It's draft week. Producer Matt said, hey, we got to get an episode out. And I was excited when he called because I haven't talked to either one of you. How are things going, man?
Jordan, things are great. I'm like you. I'm excited. You know, I certainly it was nice to get a little break, but it's certainly nice to get back at it. And all the fever pitch with the draft. And I don't care if we don't have a first-round pick, what we've done in the offseason and the new coaching staff and new GM and everything going forward. It's fresh. It's new. And I'm excited, Jordan. I'm looking forward to this season. I'm looking forward to this draft, how we improve our team, and then going from there.
One thing that I've realized by not putting out episodes is my friends and family that I don't talk to frequently, they've learned to utilize the podcast as a way of knowing what I've been up to. Because as you know, I like to talk about whatever. So my buddy's been like, hey, man, when are you going to do another podcast? I don't know what you've been up to lately. So I've got a number of people that are excited to hear us back on the air for nothing else than updates on my life. So it's important that we spend a little bit of time on that. So since I haven't talked to you.
Yes, I want an update. What's the update? What's the latest?
A lot of football, Jake, in my life, coaching football, as you know, coaching weights. What's been fun, Jake, is this is when the college recruiters are coming through. So we're a smaller high school, you know the story, but you get a lot of local regional guys, Montana, Idaho, Boise State. I got my Utah Utes coming into town to check out any of my players. And dude, it gives me chills getting a college coach on campus and being like, hey, you guys, can you tell me about your players? And trying to get guys lined up with maybe, hey, this guy might be somebody you should look at, or can you send him to our camp? Yeah, we'd love to do that. But the crazy thing, Jake, is you and I went through that process. I think it's a million years ago now, officially, is how long ago it was. But it's just so different now with transfer and NIL and all of that stuff. I've had to, like, learn the whole new normal for how things are, but it's fun getting those kids, trying to get them an opportunity, buddy.
Jordan, I can only imagine. And as a high school coach, I just think that has such a powerful influence over a young kid, especially a positive high school coach, a positive experience. And, you know, you see the guys that work hard, who are making themselves into something. And when you can just, it's almost like a child, to be quite honest. That's what I imagine in my mind.
Well, it is, and it happens to them so fast. Like, they come in as a freshman, they're 14 dang years old, learning how to lift and squat. And then, Jake, the transformation in these kids, it's just amazing to watch as we are, like, far beyond that phase of our life when, like, strength came easy and recovery was quick and all that stuff. You get a kid in the weight room for one school year, they're a whole different animal. If those guys will come in and lift, and stay diligent in that, have purpose to what they're doing, the growth and the gains is they're like, I laugh at it because I'm like, you guys, you just keep adding weight to the bar and you get stronger. And then to think about, it's caused a lot of reflection in my life. Like, man, that process happened until I was like, man, 25. You know what I mean? I tell these guys, I'm like, you got a decade where you're just the best you're ever going to be if you guys stick to that. So it's a ton of fun and pushing them and then seeing them. Like today was Wednesday. We do heavy front squats. We do deadlifts. We do single leg stuff. Wednesday's not an overly fun day, but to see the guys learn, all right, I can come in here. I can push through this. We're going to stay on the whistle. We're going to move quick and get in and get out. And then it's starting to inspire some of their parents, some of their family. Like, man, they're really getting after it. I gotta try to keep up with this kid. So anyways, I could talk all day, but been a ton of fun, man. And big time payoff.
Yeah, and just Jordan, it has changed so much, and I'm going to shift a little NFL stuff. So I was watching one of the shows yesterday, one of the pre-NFL shows, and they were showing Caleb Williams is one of the quarterback, Nathan Peterman, who I think signed with the Saints, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, those guys, and they were, I don't know exactly where they were training at, the location, the name of the place, but it was with a physical therapist, and they were using all these like robots or whatever, these high resolution cameras, and then it would transfer and it would kind of show their avatar, so to speak, and it was all about the biomechanical movement and how they moved, and then they would meet with a movement expert later in the afternoon. It's so far advanced to when we were coming out. When it was like pretty much just a generic workout and you stretch a little bit. But science has changed so much and it's so rewarding and lucrative. Not that it wasn't when we played, but just the high dollars that are involved in all this and just to see everything these guys go under, I would have loved to have something like that. And I can only imagine what it's like with you leading your high school football team, how much has changed since you were in high school and just how much more advanced they are and how much more we know anatomically how the body should move and what we should be doing to help, you know, our players instead of just a cut and paste type of strength routine.
Well, I would say to that, yes and no. So the good and bad is, yeah, there's more science, there's more knowledge, there's all that stuff, Jake. But also, like, you can't replace some grit and building the foundational base of durability and like being able to, like Dabo Sweeney says, like embrace the suck. Right. Yeah. So like you'll get kids, and I deal with this every day, that are undertrained in like their base athletic like standard of themselves. So how's their single leg stability? Can they squat to depth with a barbell on their back? Can they do a proper power clean and a hang clean? Can they run with good mechanics? Like the basic stuff, Jake. And then can they get up against discomfort, whether that's on like your eighth rep of a squat set, or is it, you know, the 10th 40 you got to run or whatever? Can we get through that? What I see is like a lot of guys want to work hard on the what you're talking about with the avatar because that's sexy and fun, but we are trying to focus, and I wonder about that even with the NFL player. The more college coaches I talk to, the process has changed so much, Jake, that like Dan Morgan would be the guy to ask, because Dan is hard-nosed, right? And like I love his mentality, and he played when we played. Getting the current NFL player to have the same grit that you learned when you did two-a-days and all of those things, but still incorporate that modern science, that's the challenging thing. I remember Brett Nienaber, who's the director of sports performance for the Washington Commanders, something like that. He came in under Joe Ken in Carolina. The last few years of my career, he came fresh out of college. Great dude, great friend of mine, friends with, you know, all the guys that he coached, because very motivated, good with the players, and was always trying to push technology. So he started tracking, like, right at the end of my career. You remember how Smitty would always wear, like, his watch? Steve was, like, checking his heart rate. Steve was, like, at the kind of self-driven monitoring that stuff when none of us were. You know, Steve would like think about his heart rate. The rest of us were like the old days. We just went out there and grind. But Brett Nienaber started doing player tracking on his own to try to push this like around 2011, you know, a long time ago. And we'd come in and like I was zero help, Jake. I was just so skeptical. And I knew like by the end of my career, none of this was going to like be anything that any coach would ever think about back then. Like player fatigue did not exist. Like, you ran your routes, You did your 9-on-7. You did your one. Like, we got through practice. There was no like, oh, he ran a lot yesterday, according to science. So we're right. So he'd come in every day and he'd ask us after practice. We were supposed to tell him on a scale of 1 to 10 how tired we felt. And it'd be like, we'd come walking in, be like me and Khalil and Travell and Olsen. And we'd like, we, you know, we did our practice and taking pride in being out there with all the reps or whatever. How we do it, guys, how was it today? Every day be like, what do you think? A 10, like every single day. What do you think? A 10. He finally quit asking us. But that was the beginning of when that was happening. I remember when the guys first got those like catapult type, you see all the guys wearing now, there's like a sports bra that's tracking their speed and all of that stuff. No, it's come so far, Jake, but sometimes it's like, I wonder if too much is too much, but it's part of it. And that's where it's at. I want to transition though. Now talking Panthers and talking new Coach Canales, right? His first practice was yesterday out on the field. He's got super high energy. Seems like a nice guy. He's smiling. He's talking about, hey, I got to blow the whistle. It's once again, a new regime and a new Panthers. And what are you thinking, Jake? Where are we at?
Yeah, Jordan, I'm the same way. And it's funny you say that. I actually made my wife listen to a piece yesterday that I saw on his interview. I said, hey, just listen to this. And it was talking about getting to know guys. And I don't know if you saw the clip that was on Panthers.com, the initial day when the beginning of the offseason, walking into the team room. And he's looking at guys and he hadn't met the majority of them. And he's calling them out by name. And I heard him say something to the effect of, I only missed a few. I just didn't know. And I went by headshots and some of them looked a little different. But that personal touch, I don't think people understand. That goes a long way as a player when you have somebody that, you know, it feels like it just means a little more to that coach. And he's going to put a little more effort into it. And certainly I think his X's and O's are really good, but just listening to him, he talked about Bryce and he talked about his base and he just talked about just the different players and getting to know them on another level and not like, hey, what's your dreams and aspirations? And he said something pretty significant that I agreed with. It was about, yeah, my dream of the NFL, when I was 6 years old. He didn't want something like that. Like, no, when did you know? And it made me think about mine. When I never thought about the NFL, certainly as a kid, you're thinking, but when I truly thought, you know what, I might have a chance. And I remember that. That came to me in college, my freshman year in college, when I had a scout just mentioned something to me in passing in the hall. And so I just – little things like that, I just think goes a long way.
No, it definitely does. And I like his attitude. You know, a year ago we were talking about Frank, and we're saying, oh, man, he's a – player's coach, he's got all kinds of experience, a good quarterback developer. And, you know, looking at this from a Panther fan and an invested guy in this organization, it's like, all right, we got to get this right. You know what I mean, Jake? Like there's, it seems like there's good pieces and optimism is what everybody has right now. Everybody's undefeated and all that stuff. What I'm going to be curious to see in watching this from afar is how coach can lead these guys and that energy and everything's like fantastic. And it's spring. Everybody's healthy. They don't got pads on. It's like we work one day and then the next day we don't have practice. And then we have the weekend off. And I want to see how it's going to go when it gets really grindy. We also have appears to be really friendly and nice quarterback. And that relationship between the head coach and the quarterback's really important, Jake. But Dan Morgan talked about, we want to have some dogs. We want to have attitude. So I'm watching to see how all this comes together. Like if you're front man, and I'm not being skeptical, it's unique. It's a different approach. Like a strong leader, traditionally, you think about like somebody with a bit of not intimidation, but an edge to them, right? And not that we don't have that, but you got Bryce Young who interviews so well, so smiley. Coach Canales doing the same thing. All right, to me, we put all this money in the O-line. Now we got some stud-looking guards. We got Corbett at center, our tackles. I feel great about. Like, that's the group on offense that now needs to be tone-setters. They got to protect that young guy behind them, both through physical and verbal weapons. And, Jake, it's a different feel. It's a lot of youth. It's young. There's construction happening on the practice field. A lot of stuff feels different. I'm excited, but I'm waiting to see how it all comes together.
Well, I think we all are, Jordan. And, you know, last year, yeah, certainly there was excitement. And, you know, I remember flying up morning of the draft and there was the big draft party in the stadium. And we knew we were taking, you know, quarterback number one overall. And it was Bryce. And I think we didn't anticipate a 2-win season, this team. We didn't anticipate the injuries and just the way it all played out. But, you know, that's the life in the NFL sometimes. So I'm like you, I'm looking forward to the two big offensive linemen, getting a Corbett back. You know, Icky, I think, is going to have a rebound year and some stability up front. And here, I'm telling you, as a name who I'm beyond excited he's back is Shaq. Like, in my opinion, and I've said this, I thought in 2022, Shaq, he played okay early on, but he was coming off of a knee injury, and I didn't see the explosion, I guess, that I was used to seeing, the speed. But then as the season progressed, you just saw him get faster and faster. And I was like, okay, he was battling the knee injury that he was coming off of, and he just kind of got better and better and was really finished the season well in 2022. And then 23, he gets hurt in the second game. He breaks an ankle. So you're getting a Shaq back who is going to be sound. And what I mean by sound, physically sound, I mean, yes, the ankle is going to be fine, but just the rest of the body didn't take a beating last year. And we're signing a Josey Jewell, and we have Derrick Brown back, and we signed A'shaun Robinson. We've got Jadeveon Clowney. Hopefully we'll get somebody else in the draft. And then we've added some couple of pieces in the secondary. Like, I just think, one, the leadership, but two, Shaq's a damn good football player, and we didn't have him last year, and that was an area that I think we struggled at. Yes, I understand we lost Frankie, and that's part of the NFL. You lose guys, but I like some we have, and I just think I'm looking forward to us going forward. I liked who we signed. Very big fan of Robert Hunt. I watched him play in college. Because he went to my college. So I watched him play all 4 years in college. So it's I'm excited, Jordan. I'm telling you, I'm cautiously optimistic, a little more than I was last year. I thought we could have been a 6, maybe 7-win team last year. Wasn't sure, but I'm a lot more encouraged going into this year, and we haven't had a draft yet.
Well, the thing that I wrote down as we were getting ready to come on the air here is thank God for the defense. And what I mean by that is you bring a new staff in, but we're not doing a defensive reset. So to be able to have continuity on the defense side of the ball, then the guys you mentioned being added to that group, that's going to pay huge dividends. Where now we only have, not only, but you got one side of the ball putting in a new system, but the defense can build on what they did last year. So that was one of the biggest offseason moves, in my opinion, that Dan Morgan did. And when Dave was hired and came in, keeping that defensive staff more or less intact, Jake, so we can hit the ground running. Like you said, yeah, man, having Shaq back and that leadership, and that's going to be big because our offense is going to have a great defense to work against all offseason. So let's talk about the draft, though, Jake. Mine was 21 years ago. Oh, my gosh, that's amazing. But it always brings back memories and all of those things. And we can relive that if you want, if we got time at the end. But just talking about the Panthers, it's a different year with no first round pick, obviously. So 7 picks, 2 in the second round, 2 of those in the top 40, 33 and 39. Then you got a third round pick, a fourth, back-to-back picks on the 5th round, and then 1 7th round pick makes up 7 picks total. Some people I've seen on some mock drafts, oh, the Panthers are going to package something and move up. I have no idea what's going to happen, but I kind of see us playing more straight to where we're at. That 33rd and 39th pick are actually pretty valuable when you get there. I would be surprised if we trade, but I don't know, Jake. And it seems like we'd probably try to pick up some offensive needs. How do you see it?
Yeah, Jordan, I'm like you. Everybody has a mock draft and things. I don't see us moving up into the first. Now, could we? Possibly. But I just still think we need more pieces. This team needs pieces. And it just feels like there's a general sense of, hey, we're building this, and it's not going to be built in a day. And let Dan build it. So I'd be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if we would maybe trade out of 33 or 39. You never know. Like, at 33, people have a whole night to sleep on it, and there's somebody on their board that has a first-round grade that they want extremely bad. And what if we get out of 33? Because we have a there's a, like three or four guys that we like there, but we think one or two of them will be there at 39, and we can accumulate maybe another third or two next year. Just kind of accumulate some picks and trust your board, man. I always go back to it. I've never been in a draft room, but you always hear people trusting the board. And I go back to the Ryan Khalil draft. We did not need a center. We didn't. We signed.
Justin Hartwig.
Justin Hartwig to a big $27 million contract to be the center. And here was Ryan Khalil sitting there in the late second round, two-time All-American, and everybody thought he was a little undersized. And what did Marty Herney do? He trusted the board and he drafted him. And yeah, that might have worked out for us, to say the least. So I just think you trust your board, you trust your scouts that have been out, you trust your college personnel department, and you've got to trust it and the tape, and then you could just kind of go from there. But you know, I'm like you. I love the four picks and the top 101. Yeah, would we like four starters out of the bunch? You darn right we would. But if we could get a couple of starters and a couple other contributors, and I'm not discounting the two fifths that we have, because those are some very good picks. But you know, if we could just kind of get a few starters out of this draft, yeah, history tells you you can find a lot of good players in the second, third, and fourth round.
Last thing I got for you, because we're about out of time. A lot of drafts have four QBs going in the top four or five: Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy. Penix is thrown in there. Sometimes he's a second-round pick. Sometimes he's a first-round pick. I know you don't spend time evaluating every quarterback, but is that something you think could be likely?
I don't know, Jordan. I really and truly don't. You know, I'm not saying we won't take one at some point, but I just think
I mean, do you think four quarterbacks could go in the top four or five?
I apologize. Oh, Jordan, yeah. I think quarterbacks. I'd be surprised if it's not all six in the first round. I really and truly would. I don't think you get crippled as much with the new rookie wage scale, Jordan, as you did prior to that. I want to say Cam Newton was the first one. Unfortunately,
he was
for him.
Because I was there. Because the year before him, I think
Sam
it was
Bradford.
And Bradford got 50-something million.
Million guaranteed. I remember that.
And then Cam got 18 or so. I mean, still, I mean, obviously, I don't need to give a disclaimer, but a gigantic difference. Gigantic difference. Yeah, but it's probably the right way to do it. I mean, it's worked better for the veteran players as far as the cap pool.
But, Jordan, I truly believe – I don't think teams get as crippled, because you don't cripple your cap. Yes, you hurt yourself missing out on a pick if you – but I think that's where all these quarterbacks – that's why they get overdrafted, so to speak, in my mind.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to watch it, Jake. You got 3 days of it. So are you locked in for the whole time? How are we doing this?
Yeah, Jordan, I'm locked in. I'm a junkie when it comes to this. I'm gonna be sitting at the house tomorrow evening, and I'm gonna watch the whole first round and certainly the second round. You know, and kind of see because certainly we start the second round now. This weekend, I'll be kind of in and out some during the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round. But I watch it. I certainly watch it, and I enjoy it.
No, I have a 2-day tennis tournament. My kids are playing in a high school tournament. We're taking our RV, so I'll be doing some tailgating during the tournament, watching the draft, Jake. Nice little Saturday.
Sounds like a great Saturday.
I think we're talking next week after the draft, so I don't have to wait too long to hear your sweet voice. I'm looking forward to it, Jake.
That's awesome, and hopefully we can get some, we can get some quality players and maybe a few starters out this draft. That would
maybe
be,
get the next Jake DeLome, DeLome.
Is that a shot at me for not being drafted? Is that what you're saying?
I know you like to play, yes, because that was a lead-in, because every year you like to remind us that you weren't drafted, and all I have to say to that is you didn't get your act together in college like some of us did. Yeah, you're too busy partying. Being weak and slow and unathletic, some of us really focused on our goals and aspirations. So I don't feel bad for you.
Well, I appreciate you kind of hitting a dagger to the self-esteem meter that I have today. But that's all right. I'll make
you have no lack of self-esteem, Jake DeLome. That's what I love about you, buddy. All right, that's it. Let's get out of here. I'll talk to you next week, man. Be good.
Take care.
Wow. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, I love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.